Yo, it's Effective Immediately. I'm DJ Head.
What up, Hip Hop Nation? It's your favorite homegirl, Gina Views.
We got a return guest here, man. Our homie, Reason, is in the building.
What's the deal?
Reason, the deal? First 5 minutes, I just want to make sure I break up with you publicly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, please.
Everywhere
please,
we go. Yeah,
please.
Well, go I ahead. Know. Go ahead, dude. Break up.
Daylight. I'm not even playing with you. I was talking to this dude.
She said break up publicly.
Yeah, I got to break up with you publicly.
Cause what if I was going to break up with her first?
She got to it. She got right to it. She got right to it.
Yeah. We just got to lay it down.
Yeah, on God. On
dude
God.
Told me, like, y'all know you used to go with Reason? And I'm like, what are you talking about? He like, I saw the post.
That's funny as
so
fuck.
You didn't see the follow-up. You didn't see none of the music and videos. It's
crazy. It was a rollout.
It was 12 hours apart. It wasn't even like niggas let it, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I was into my third freestyle. Niggas is still telling me congratulations. Like, bro.
I like that it's a congrats.
It was like, yeah. Like, and then it's funny because one of my best friends, that he don't be on social, so his homies sent him the post or whatever. He just texted me, nigga, you weird to do that to her in public. Like,
oh,
damn, nigga.
For real, for
like,
real.
Yeah, because he cool with my girls. So he's like, nigga, you weird. I'm like, damn, nigga. Like, if I did do it, nigga, don't get at me like that.
How
like,
you gonna pick the bitch
yeah,
up?
Yeah, like.
You my nigga.
Yeah, like, what are we doing, bro? Yeah, but, you know, yeah. But, yes, nah, that was.
So,
was
it's over.
It's over.
I'm
it's
breaking
over,
up
yes.
with you.
Okay, all right, cool.
That shit not gonna make
I'm
it
taking,
on the
I'm
blog,
taking
though. I remember when, when y'all fake went together, that shit was all on the blogs and shit.
Man, it was fun though. What's crazy is that what we was about to do, but we just couldn't get it done in time. You know the little funny ass 90s pictures where like I get on all four shit, get on my back and like do all the stupid mm-hmm. shit.
The
that's what we was about to do. We was about to do that.
We were supposed to get a fake pregnancy belly.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. We barely did what we was talking about doing. So I'm so glad we didn't, cause look at how the shit.
But what we did was light though.
That's what I'm saying. It's like it was light.
Niggas didn't realize we posted a picture from the Super Bowl from last year.
From the year before. We posted a picture from the Super Bowl the year. We did it in like legit 2 minutes. Like we was shooting, and then I was like, oh, I'm about to get out of here. Let's do this real quick. And then it was just like, come lay down on the couch. Grab the towel, put it on, act like you're doing. Like, it was literally like that. Like, all right,
hey,
like,
bro,
yeah.
Let me tell you something. Niggas asked me, like, what's up with Gina and Reason? I'm like, what the fuck?
Now, I told you, I'd have had niggas hit me, like, you know, like, I'm going to probably shoot at, but I don't, you know what I mean? I don't want it to. I'm like,
oh, trying to respect your
space. Yeah, I'm like, I appreciate it.
Good looking, but that.
You are good.
That's the bro.
Yeah. Literally.
I was just over at, when I was doing the bigger picture, we was talking, and it was like, yeah, so, you know, you be with Gina everywhere, people, everything. I'm like, no, people be thinking that. But I'm like, bro, that's literally like.
Bro.
Bro, that's not.
Bro.
This ain't that.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying?
I think that's the thing.
When
that,
you say your favorite homegirl, like, that's
really that.
That's really that. Like,
people
really
don't
that.
Be knowing that how much of a homie I am.
Yeah, like,
that's to
really
y'all.
That.
Like,
that's
I was, really like, that. Really, like, the, mm-hmm. the bro.
That's my dog.
But this nigga made it worse that day.
I know. He
was
doing
at Netflix.
A lot. He was doing, yes, he was doing a lot.
Remember, I see the new couple.
Walk on the carpet. Together.
I was on bullshit.
You was definitely part of the
they
madness.
Was telling us congratulations on the carpet.
Yeah. I was on bullshit just a little
it
bit.
Didn't make it worse that we walked in. We got on the elevator.
And we walked in
time.
Looking hella awkward and shit. Like we walked in like two exes that trying not to fuck with each other no more.
Well, it's over. I don't want to be with you no more.
You just congratulations, you dropped I Love You Again.
Yes, yes.
Your first release, your first solo release since the separation.
Mm-hmm.
On your own, like completely, like how do you feel about it as of right now?
I feel great. It was a lot of work. Like you don't realize, well, I forgot how much work it is being an independent artist. You get what I'm saying? But I like it because it's like I know what's going on. Like, so I never have to doubt. You know, like, when is this going to happen? When is this going to happen? If we don't make timelines, I know why we didn't make timelines. And I get to just be creative and make decisions, like, on the fly. You know what I mean? Like, even, like this deluxe. Like, I was talking to Kaz. We were supposed to go next. He want to go solo. So I got in the studio. I cooked up 20 joints in a week, picked my favorite five, putting out a deluxe. Like, just to be able to, like, put out music while I'm still emotionally connected to it. Like, I made all these songs in the last 2 to 3 weeks. They fire records, but I made them on the last 2 or 3 weeks. And
got you.
Yeah, it keeps me motivated to go to the studio too, because I be feeling like I gotta keep having shit. You know,
why
I mean?
Is it 10 though on this project?
it wasn't even on purpose. So I be listening to the dedications all the time, and so I'm talking in between them. So it's really only 8 records, but I'm talking in between them. How Wayne used to talk to niggas,
yeah.
And I used to remember everything. Like he my favorite shows on ESPN's Sports Center, ESPN News, Pardon the Interruption. Yeah. Quite frankly, but I used to remember that shit as a Wayne fan, word for word. So I was like, I think it'd be dope if I can like have fans in 3 years remember the shit that I'm saying. You know what I mean? And I've already had fans literally send me messages. Like copying my voice on the shit, like that shit is fire to me. Yeah, yeah.
Reese.
I remember hitting you. I forgot what it was. It was one of the skits that you had did. You said I'm addicted to capping.
Uh huh. Addicted to capping.
And I FaceTimed. I'm like, this is the shit I need.
Yeah, that's-
this is the content, nigga. I need more of that. Where is that?
We are gonna do a lot more of that. It's just, bro. I was.
It was like Capper's Anonymous or something.
I was tired, bro. Like we was. I forgot how hard this shit is,
bro. Fuck no, me,
we're
tired.
Yeah, we gonna. Nah, we gonna do a lot more of that. Me and Chris, we have the wildest ideas, and then we just let niggas reel them back because sometimes it get just too
that
crazy.
Capper's
but
Anonymous.
That shit, bro, that shit, and we got an extended version of that. We got to put the extended version out, but we got like a version where I'm just rambling and I just keep saying, and it's fucking hilarious, bro.
I'm just addicted to capping.
Yeah, I'm just addicted to capping because that's how artists be, bro. Artists really be like, they fall into this thing and they just like, nigga, I'm here. Yeah. Like, a dollar to my name or $1 million to my name. Whatever I need, I'm here, bro. That's just funny.
That was one of my favorite parts of this whole process. And then also, we went to the release party.
Yep, yeah.
And you did give props to TDE and the label stuff like that.
Sure.
I thought that was big of you to do that.
Yeah.
And then also just seeing the amount of support you got from people. Because I remember us having a conversation. I don't want to bring it up, but like, where it's like you do notice a shift.
For sure.
Of like people still fuck with you, people don't fuck with you based on these relationships, whatever the case may be.
Yep.
What's been the biggest lesson, I guess, from that for you?
I think the biggest lesson from that has just been knowing what real appreciation is. So it's funny, like even like when I'm talking on I Love You Again, that's where like a lot of the talking and conversation came from in the tape was because I found a new level of appreciation. Like, oh, these niggas really ain't fuck with me. Like, cause I don't got TDE on me now. Oh, but instead of focusing on that as like a negative, it's like, well, now you will be ignoring the people that actually do fuck with you. So I gained a way bigger appreciation for the people that fuck with me. You get what I'm saying? And for the ones that are on the fence, or I just talked to Salas about this on the phone, for the ones that's on the fence or don't fuck with me no more, I'm just going to get it back in blood. And what I mean by that is like, I'm about to work my ass off until you got to fuck with me. Like that's what it is. Like, so I don't even feel away, like legitimately don't even take it personal. Don't even feel away. It's just like, I'm going to get it back in blood. I'm going to work so hard that you're going to have to fuck with me. And when you do, I'm not even going act like these other niggas in the industry doing, like, nah, but you didn't, nah, it's love, regardless. You get what I'm saying? But I'm going to work my ass off and prove why you should have fucked with me then, and then, you know, let's do it now. You get what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Do you have relationships with people that are still over there?
Yeah, I got relationships. I got people that I still talk to. What's funny is my best relationship over there still is Musa.
Would
like,
you
really?
That's who I talk to, and, like, that's my nigga. Like, that's who I talk to the most, and everything.
You understand the perplexity.
I know. I know. I know.
Musa, I'm hella confused.
Musa,
right now.
Musa
just
gave
to be,
me.
Musa is the one where all this started from, right?
He's not, to make it clear, he's not the one it all started from. That's just the public situation.
He finna shake the timeline with this one. So you still cool with that?
But yeah, nah, I'm still cool with Musa. He actually gave me advice on how to do the deluxe and moving forward and whatnot. Just like shit that he learned from Dolce's rollout and whatnot. So we was just chopping it, and he was just like, "Yeah, the project is fire. Like I love the reception." Da da da. And then we started talking through it, and he was like, "Yo, you know, you should save more shit for the post album." Like, we learned with Dolce, like, you know, we dropped and only did like 11, but then we kept like boom, 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 momentum, and it grew. He was like, you know, people's attention span is short. And this is a lesson that I took. He was like, their attention span is short. When they see something dope, they want to go get the product right now. So you did a bunch of dope shit, but the product wasn't out. You get what I'm saying? Like, so he was like, still do that, but like, whatever you do on the front end, double it on the back end.
Yeah.
But like, nah, Musa, like, we good. Like, that's what I was trying to tell people, because it's funny, even people close to me, like, it's people close to me that haven't forgiven them, but I tell people I have a different outlook, because that was like my big brother for 8 years. You get what I'm saying? Like, so it's almost like if this shit happened with a family member, you think I'm gonna be mad at my, like, I'm hot, but I ain't gonna be mad at my family member for my whole life.
I'm hot,
and you hot. You get what I'm saying? But like, once we get to a point where we talk it out, and you know what I mean, like, and we can get through that, it's like, Like, I can't just not give a fuck about Musa. That would be impossible for me.
So there was a conversation? Like, did y'all have to talk to me in y'all relationship?
Yeah, yeah, we had to. That wouldn't have, I wouldn't have just called and be like, I miss you. Absolutely not. But we had to talk and chop it, and we talked and we chopped it up a couple of different times, and it was like a growing thing. Like, we talked and chopped it, and then before I went on tour, he hit me and was just like, you know, like, I know, you know, shit was rocky before this, but like, this your first tour, like, appreciate that, living that, basking that moment. So we had a conversation then, and it was just kind of like a building thing, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then he had a personal, I don't know if he wanted to put it out there, but he had a personal accomplishment, and so I hit him about that, you know, congratulations, we chopped it. So it's just been a growing thing, and like, that's like, we good. Like,
that's dope.
So yeah, that's my best relationship. I still got relationships with other people, but like, that's who I talk to the most at TD.
Damn.
There's a lyric you say, they told me I wouldn't live on my own, but dying, we do that regardless.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you, just on some, like, just being 100% transparent, when you were leaving, did you have any doubt for your career?
For sure. But it's funny because that line I wrote, that it was a metaphor for my career. I'm like, my career dying regardless, not putting out no music. So, like, what's the point of, like, worried about, like, can I live on my own? It's like, shit, I ain't going to be able to do that if I, you get what I'm saying? Like, whether I stay or go, I got a lot of work to do. You get what I'm saying? So, it's like, I'd rather be, me and my brother always had this thing. It's like, I'd rather lose the game with the ball in my hand. If I'm losing, I don't want to lose the game while that nigga got the ball in his hand. Like, if I'm going to lose the game, I'd rather lose the game with the ball in my hand. Yeah. So, that was really what drove the decision, was like, shit, it's like, I'm not, like, New Beginnings dropped, New Beginnings went crazy, and I sat, which wasn't even all, it was a lot of variables. We went through COVID, it was a bunch of shit, but I sat, and I cooled off for a long time, and then we come back around to Porches, and Porches is really good, but all of that, I cooled off, you get what I'm saying? Like, New Beginnings is at, like, over 200 million streams, so, like, that's, like, the perfect launching point to go, you know, it did, like, 14K first week, and this is all indie, like, I didn't have no major behind me, it just went, you get what I'm saying? And so, I cooled off for 3 years. And so it's hard to get people. That's why what Dot is doing right now is so amazing. Like, who the fuck gets hot again? Yeah. I don't know niggas that get hot again. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's hard to do that. And it's a select few of niggas. Like, Currency got hot again. Like, it's a select few of niggas that do that. And so that was what it was. It's like, I dropped Porches. I'm like, I can't do another 2 or 3 years. And I'd rather just, you know, if I'm going to lose a game, I'd rather lose with the ball, man. Mm. So
congratulations.
I like Fleece.
Thank you.
I like you when you kind of like play with your voice a little bit, like you use it in a different way, and like, I like that. It's like different inflections. The other thing I wanted to ask you, because we're going to have you rap, but do you look at it like, because I've had mixed feelings about it, and I don't know which way, how you feel about it. Do, like, you heavily engage with your fan base to the point where you'll be like, you get on Instagram and be like, yo, if y'all want me to drop something tonight, I will. And nigga, that's not how you roll out music. And then you'll literally do it.
If you want to get added to my close friends.
Like, hey, if you want me to jump on this beat, like, you know, leave some comments, I'll jump on this beat right now.
I need more niggas doing that. I need Fab doing that.
I'll be in the moment, dog.
So do you look at that? Obviously, it's fan engagement and stuff like that. People who really, really fuck with you. But also, you know, people want what they want, and it could be you super serving, let's say, 1,500 core people versus 15,000 people who don't know that you're doing this or don't know that something has dropped.
Yeah.
I know it's working to a certain degree, but how do you, like, where do you get that from? Like, how do you just, hey, I'm going to just, this how I'm feeling today, this is what I'm on, or is it spur of the moment?
I think it is spur of the moment, but it's dilated people. It's worst come to worst, my people first. Like, how I look at it is, like, my fans and my supporters and the people that fuck with me, like, they're the ones that's spending the money now. They're the ones that are streaming the music right now. I can't be worried about the niggas that's not, and not be focused on the ones that's spending it right now. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's one of those things where it's like, bro, if you can get 1,500 people to spend $100 in a year, you made $150,000. So it's like, a lot of times artists don't look at it like that simplified. You get what I'm saying? And to get somebody that's a fan of yours to spend $100 in an entire year is not difficult. It's not difficult. You get what I'm saying? That's two pieces of merch and a ticket. You get what I'm saying? And that's $100 in a year. You know what I mean? So it do be sporadic, though, and sometimes I do regret it sometimes, because I box myself in holes that now I got to work super hard. Like, I remember, I just recently, I was on live, and it was a nigga that was playing a beat on Twitter, and I liked it. And then he was like, that was me playing a beat on Twitter. That's my record. I was like, I'm going to give you a feature.
Yeah.
Now I got to do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so then I had to get off and write the record. You know what I mean? But I enjoy it, though, because it's like these are all things that I always wanted my favorite artists to do.
To do for you.
Yeah. And so that's how I literally treat, even when I made New Beginnings, I made New Beginnings from the standpoint of what, I'm a TDE fan, what me as a TDE fan want to hear. Oh, Solo ain't been outside. Fuck it, let's do Flick It Up. Oh, Q ain't been outside. Fuck it, let's do Pop Shit. Oh, we've been asked for Zay and Jid to do a record. Fuck it, let's do Extinct. Like, that's literally how I made that project, was just, like, asking the homies as TDE fans, like, what do y'all want to hear? And then I just went and did it.
Mm. Yeah. I just thought that it was like, this nigga's crazy.
Yeah, I'd be doing
that. I'm going to give you a feature. Yeah. Like, this nigga Hungry Bubbles 367 on Instagram.
I'd be doing
just
a lot.
Handing out features.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd be like, fuck it, if I feel like it. And then it'd be another nigga that deserve it, and I'd be like, I don't feel like rapping.
Right.
One of the major things within, you know, the last year was the battle with Drake and Kendrick. And one of the issues that people had with Drake was the name dropping.
Yep.
So you said...
She's going to find the bars.
You
I
said...
I fuck with Gina for that, yeah.
The greatest since Pete Davidson, I took the West, bitch.
Yeah, yeah. That's a fire bar, too.
That's hard.
That's hard.
That's
reason.
Shit crazy. That's
hard. You can't say that.
Why?
Okay, you can.
I don't even respect Ye no more, bro. I'm going to keep it a stack.
No. I'm okay.
He was sucking dick?
That's crazy.
I have no problem with men that want to indulge in it.
Okay. All right, well, tell us more, King.
But I just like, I don't. Hey, I don't need no parts of the homophobia, you know what I mean? That title, whatever. You get what I'm saying?
Would you give Kanye a feature? Would you take a Kanye feature?
Of course. I'm not stupid. I would definitely take a Kanye feature. But I don't treat my goats the way other people treat their goats. Like, I hold my goats accountable. So it's like, I don't respect Ye right now because you're not acting like my goat. So I still love your music. I still think that you know, arguably a top five rapper of all time. You get what I'm saying? Like, I still feel that way. But I don't respect what you doing because you're not, like, I don't give my goat, the way other people just give their goats passes, they can do whatever they want. Like, no, nigga, being my goat come with a responsibility. You might not care about that responsibility, and that's fine.
It come with responsibility.
But it come with responsibility. If I fuck with you like that, like, nigga, I'm going to hold you accountable. Yeah. Like, that's what it is.
That's why I broke up with Drake.
You feel me? Like, yeah, like, you got to hold him accountable.
You out here doing stupid shit. Okay. You out here just doing anything.
But people don't know that you really like Drake stan. Like, when this beef was like happening.
I cried.
Bro, I know.
I cried when we watched Party Die.
We talked.
I watched Party Die. Meet the Grams.
I cried. Because before the beef, we was talking and you was like, I like Dot, but like, it's up. Yeah. Like, it's up.
And that nigga,
but yeah, you got to hold your goats accountable. Like, I don't think it's cool to just let, like, just because I like your music, you could just say whatever, do whatever. Like, this nigga, he's crazy.
Yeah.
He's crazy.
I agree with you.
So, is it true that you was tweeting shit so you can get dropped?
It was true, but I shouldn't have said that. And
maybe you phrased it wrong.
Nah, I phrased it the right way.
Oh, that's definitely what I was doing.
That's what I was doing. It's just some shit that people don't need to know. You get what I'm saying? And I learned that lesson. I take my L's on the chin. Like,
yeah. So if you the goat, nigga, we holding you accountable.
That's why I said it. I'm a very accountable nigga. I shouldn't have said it. It's funny because I said it because I wanted fans that remembered me for that to understand what I was going through as a person, not understanding that they didn't give a fuck what I was going through as a person. And it's like, nigga, why would you get what I'm saying? Like, but I was in a space where I was, you know, you start calculating finances and shit. I'm like, bro, I'm not going to be able to eat in like 5 or 6 months. And I don't know how long this is going to take. And it's dragging, not because they personally doing it, because this is how the music business goes. You get what I'm saying? And it was just one of them things where I'm like, I'm not going to have this opportunity to speed this process up. And if I don't speed this process up, like, I'm going to fuck around and be homeless. Like, I got to figure this out. You know what I mean? And I think that when we talking about the beef, people forget that people are like, real actual people, you know what I mean? And that's why I was very specific even with what I tweeted. I didn't tweet nothing about Drake and his raps. I just tweeted about the beat because I fuck with Wanda and all of them anyway. So I'm like, you know, shout out to Wanda. I fuck with all of them anyway. So I'm like, this beat is hard. That's all I tweeted, was just about the beat. I didn't want to tweet about, like, I didn't want to be like, oh, Drake kidnapped this nigga. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I just tweeted about the beat, left it up for like 10 minutes and then deleted it. And
but we was all having fun in the beginning, I feel
Yeah, no, for sure. And everything was good. Shit was viral as hell. You get what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? And I knew, I'm like, oh, I could breathe and it go viral. So if there's any moment for me to like speed this process up, that's what it is. But it's one of those things that should have been left unsaid. And I acknowledge, like, when I make mistakes, I'm like, I shouldn't have said that. You know what I mean? And it's funny because when I walked out of that interview, I knew that that was a thing, and I was going to hit Kev and tell him to take it out, and then the interview just dropped. I was like, oh, shit.
Yo, Kev was definitely dropping that shit.
For sure, for sure. And we talked about it like, yo, let's talk about when to drop all of this. So I'm like, oh, we got time. And I'm like, oh, shit.
It's out.
He said, I got one.
Yeah, on God.
One more messy question. How did you feel about the West Coast dick licking bar? When Joey Badass said it's too much West Coast dick licking.
I was torn because, A, I know it's a Jay-Z bar, and I know how he meant it, but B, also I'm biased. I'm homies with Joey, like, and Joey gave me a feature when he didn't have to. So, I think I said this on the freestyle that I did. I said Joey the homie, so I'm not dissing. I'm with the truth, not gimmicks. But like, let any of them other East Coast niggas say something. I'm with whatever, whatever with any of them other East Coast niggas. But for Joey, like, I'm just torn on some biased shit. Like, I think that. He said it, so you got to stand on it. So anybody else that want to get at him, he gotta stand on that. You get what I'm saying? But it's not for me, because I would feel like a clown for a nigga that helped me out at a certain part of my career for me to now try to take advantage of the moment. Like, that's it's like,
what about
I tell
if
you
get it off again?
Yeah, what you gonna
like the same type of
what
bar?
What you gonna if he say your name?
If he say my name, we can go. But ooh! I'm not going. You get what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't be the person to.
So
like,
if he say your name,
if he said my name, we can go. Like, right. Because at that point, it's okay. Like now
remember
it's
you
not
said
me.
This.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I've written diss records.
Unique.
I've written diss records for rappers. Like, I have fun doing that shit. Yeah. I'm mad that I can't put them out. I be on that type of shit. Like, I be burning a hole in my pocket.
Who you wrote a record for?
Like I wrote a diss record when me and Logic was going back and forth. But that was just, I was going to look like a clown going back and forth with Logic.
You wrote a diss track for
Logic is doing rage rap now.
Yeah. Hey, that's what I'm saying. Like, but I knew it would have made me look like a clown if I dropped it then. Like,
you said, I'm the reason. So had, and you just the Logic,
why I didn't
nigga.
Do that. But nah, like, basically, I had a song where I said, you funny. I had a song where I said something about Logic. So it was my fault. I had a song where I said something about Logic. I'm not a sensitive nigga, so I didn't take it as a diss, but he took it as a diss. Mm-hmm. And so then he did a interview with Rory and Maul, and he basically was like belittling me on the interview. But I took that pause on the chin, because I'm like, you know what? I said something about him first, so let me just reach out to him as a man and just be like, yo, like, let's just chop it. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to do that. You get what I'm saying? Like, so let's just chop it. And then he ignored the DM, like, saw it, ignored it, and then went on the live and did the same shit again. So now I'm like, okay, it's up. But I wasn't gonna write the diss, because I'm like, it's almost like fighting the nigga that you give like swirlies to. Like, it's like, you know, you get what I'm saying? But I was just happened to be in a studio session.
He's still dissing him right now.
I don't care. But I was in a studio session with Rory, and we were joking about it, and he was like, write a diss and like take 15 minutes, write a diss. I just want to see what it sounds like. So we wrote it on some I wrote it on some fun shit, just like testing my pen, you get what I'm saying? Like, and shit like that. But I don't take this like how everybody else take this shit. It's like, this is entertainment.
It's rap.
That's what I've been saying.
You get what I'm saying? Like, so for me, it's like, that's not even me saying this right now. It's like, there's sensitive Logic fans that's gonna feel away, but like, I just like, it's not that deep to me, bro.
It's rap.
Like, it's rap, bro. Yeah. And that's the part that a lot of people like don't even this beef is like not fun no more, because it was fun when it was rap and we could joke about it. Now niggas is like really like mad. I'm cool, bro. Y'all making this
niggas
shit.
Niggas saying fuckhead. Yeah. Niggas going in on me
like
and Head for 30 minutes.
Really, like, think about that. It's a stranger that don't know y'all that really don't like you over a rap beef.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like,
to me, it's on par for the time.
It is. It is on par. It's on par for the time. So we don't like people when they say a food that they like. Like, when vegans make burgers out of shit that ain't burgers, niggas mad at them.
You
doing that? It's like, why are you on my page? Yeah.
That was my whole thing with the shit. I done said it a million times. I say it again. This shit's supposed to just be fun.
It's just supposed to be fun.
Like, it's not supposed to be so serious and, like, real beef and all
we
that.
We supposed
to
be able to be in the group chat and joke and da-da-da-da, and then both people
Like
we were. And then both artists drop albums, and then we just go on about the music. And now it's to a point to where, like, you can't say nothing.
Well, grab them cards before you wrap.
Okay, you chose these too. So
yeah, I did.
Like,
so wait, before you flip them over. Yeah, before you flip them over there, I want to say thank you, because you played the Ho Fashions game on Ho Fashions before it was official 1,000%. Before it was a card game.
And congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you.
Black entrepreneur, it, businesswoman.
You know, nothing too crazy. Yeah. Remember, it was on popsicle sticks.
I do.
Well, go ahead and read them right, for me. You don't have to. You don't have to answer or do all of
have
them.
Have you ever been in a poly relationship halfway? Like, I was cheating and she wasn't, so. Kinda,
okay.
So
touche. That's gonna look good for the clip. You can go on to the next one.
Moan out loud. That's crazy. Hey, I'm getting this game, yo. This is funny as fuck. I'm already sold on this shit. Your friend's about to die, and the only way for them to survive is if your wife, husband performs oral sex on them in front of you. That's crazy. What friend?
Oh, it matters which homie.
It matters. It matters.
Damn.
Okay.
I ain't let my brother die for nothing.
So your brother's safe?
You would have to be.
What about Chris
over
here?
To say that.
You might not get them videos.
Hey,
start grabbing the camera.
Shit get real when he got looking nigga in his face. Like, yeah, you out of here, champ.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, yeah. I'm going to keep his camera.
Long live Chris.
Long live Chris for sure. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure moms is straight,
this
bro.
This is insane. Exactly. I'm going to take care of your people. Yeah. Give me the camera. Give me the camera.
With a hard drive. Before you get up out of here, with a hard drive.
That's fucked up.
That's crazy, though. It depends on the friend. It's only like two friends I'd be okay with that with.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
One of them is my brother. Yeah.
That's not a friend. That's a brother.
That's a friend, too. Some niggas be brothers and not friends.
All right.
That's fair. I know niggas that don't get along.
This nigga just rap regularly. He just talk. He just be saying bars.
Okay, so last thing is, because I want you to rap. Jeremy Hecht.
Mm-hmm. My dog.
Jeremy Hecht, I guess we're going to do this thing where he thinks that he can outright me. Not rap.
Outright you. Okay, because there's a difference. He thinks
that he could write a better rap than me.
Okay.
I told him he's sadly mistaken.
Okay.
So we're both going to write bars and then have someone else rap the bars.
Okay, gotcha.
Are you down to rap?
I'm actually with that.
I think it should be him and Kaz.
Yeah, that's hard. We could do that. That's fire.
It's so like y'all picking y'all fighters.
Yeah.
Right.
But y'all can't tell the public who's writing who's shit. That way it's that way people are voting genuinely. Because it might be people that fuck with you
that
if they know Reason is rapping, you get what I'm saying?
I'm with that.
Yeah.
And so you got to let us both just rap it and then the public pick that way.
You get what I'm saying?
That way you know it ain't biased.
I like that.
Because Jeremy going to lose because he white. Man, niggas ain't picking. Niggas ain't. Yeah, come on, man.
Exactly.
Come on, bro. Niggas ain't.
Need some seasoning on that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Some seasoning on that shit.
It changes the way you look at it. Exactly. If I know Jeremy wrote it, it sound kind of white.
Jeremy just. He just dropped some cool shit.
I'm actually surprised. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm going to keep it a stack because you know I'll be
Jeremy
honest.
Jeremy get a feature?
I think Jeremy. No, he can't get a feature. But I think Jeremy. I think Jeremy might be able to get you. And I'm going to tell you why. Because you don't be caring about the raps like that. He really care about the raps.
He care about the lyrics.
Yeah, and he's going to be like, man, what beat we on? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
is it a slap?
Yeah, so I'm like, I don't know if you, You'll I don't see. Know. I know, and I would like to be proven wrong.
You're going
to
see.
If I had to guess right now, like, place a bet, like.
Your money on Toronto.
My money on Toronto.
And that's where niggas fucked up last time.
See,
that's where niggas fucked up
Jeremy
last time.
Jeremy is from Winnipeg.
The clip is going to say, my money on Toronto. And it's going to go.
Jeremy's from Winnipeg, not Toronto.
Is it still Canada?
It's Canada.
Same thing.
He's Canadian.
Yeah, okay.
So you think Jeremy could outpin me right now?
I think he can. I think if I had to take a bet and place a bet right now because how much he cares about that shit, like, it would be like I would place a bet on Gina. I'd place a bet on Gina because she cares too much. She cares about
rap
too much.
I'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
What is this?
I'll fuck you up.
What is this?
Because I'm a cheat.
Okay, Gina gonna have 19 different battle rap bars.
She gonna have DNA right there.
She done. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, Gina gonna have a whole shit.
I cheated before. Yeah, remember, I had
you
write some shit.
You had me write some shit. Niggas in the comments like, damn, Gina, you going crazy?
That's some bullshit.
Gina's so pussy. She gonna tell him I wrote it. I'm like, Gina, stand on your flowers.
I couldn't do it.
She couldn't even do it.
But you couldn't even hold it together.
You really from the hip hop culture? She couldn't even take ghostwriting Instagram rumors. She couldn't even take it. She was like, it's too hot. It ain't mine.
It's hot. Well, it's time. I think it's time to turn the beat on.
All right, let's do it. Yeah. Tony, if I fuck this up.
Hold on, let's pull it up real quick. Yeah. Let's get to it. We got Reason in the building. He's going to rap.
Which more people should do on the show, but I know.
They
I know
be scared.
No, I get it.
People
get
don't
it.
Like to rap. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
They be scared.
I understand it, though. I'm not.
You punk ass niggas.
Unfortunately, I do. It's like the time.
Why don't people want to rap?
Because, bro, because a lot of the artists are not actual rappers now. You get what I'm saying? So they're really genuinely just like music artists. That's the best way I can kind of describe it, unfortunately. So I get it, but I do think more people should do it, though.
Me too.
Yeah, like show somebody you can rap. The person that don't know your music, show them you can rap. They might want to go, you know what I mean, tap in and do it.
All right. We got the beat pulled up. Gina View chose this beat.
I didn't choose nothing.
I'm fucking. Well, you want to take credit for everything else?
She told me what type of beat to rap on.
She did?
She did. She did. She told me what type of
shit. Oh, shit.
Like,
the bag to like kind of be in or whatever.
Okay. So, yeah, all right. Well, let's get it going. This is Reason, and it's effective immediately.
Yes.